Kurt stopped about 10 feet in front of the roll-up door, raising his hands to block his eyes as a particularly brilliant flash erupted from inside the shed. Sandy saw the light shining through Kurt's fingers and purple-white spokes. At the same time, Kurt's shadow appeared on the mist like the figure of a giant. Then the light died, and through a bolt of afterimage, Sandy saw Kurt advance again. He reached the door and looked inside. He stood that way until the next flash came. He recoiled when it did, then at once went back to the window. Meanwhile, here came Dickie Duck Elliott back from his errand, whatever it had been. Sandy saw what he was holding as Dickie Duck went past. The Sarge insisted that all of his D-cars should go out equipped with Polaroid cameras, and Dickie Duck had run to fetch one of them. He handed it to Tony, cringing involuntarily as the shed lit up in another silent fusillade of light. Tony took the camera and jogged across to Curtis, who was still peering into the shed and recoiling at each new flash, or series of them. Even the welder's goggles weren't enough protection from what was going on in there, it seemed. Something nuzzled Sandy's hand, and he almost screamed before looking down and seeing the barracks dog. Mr. Dillon had likely slept through the whole thing until then, snoring on the linoleum between the sink and the stove, his favorite spot. Now he'd emerged to see what all the excitement was about. It was clear to Sandy from the brilliance of his eyes, the peak of his ears, and the high set of his head that he knew something was going on. But his previous terror wasn't in evidence. The flashing lights didn't seem to bother him in the slightest. Curtis tried to grab the Polaroid, but Tony wouldn't let go. They stood there in front of the shed B door, turned into flinching silhouettes by each new flash from the shed. Arguing? Sandy didn't think so. Not quite, anyway. It looked to him like they were having the sort of heated discussion any two scientists might have while observing some new phenomenon. Or maybe it's not a phenomenon at all, Sandy thought. Maybe it's an experiment. And we're the guinea pigs. He began to measure the length of the dark intervals as he and the others stood watching the two men in front of the shed, one wearing an oversized pair of goggles and the other holding a boxy Polaroid camera, both of them outlined like figures on a laser-lit dance floor. The flashes had been like chain lightning when they began, but now there were significant pauses. Sandy counted 6 seconds between. 10 seconds. 7. 14. 20.